Helena, did you see which way my eggs went?
I threw them out. Don't you know what happens when you leave food around? It attracts bugs, which attract more bugs, and pretty soon the whole place is crawling with vermin.
I see what you mean. Helen, why are you going so crazy?
Oh, there's a new state health inspector making the rounds on the island.
What are you worried about? You keep a very clean place.
Huh, that's what they thought down at the lobster bucket. But last night, he busted them. And all they had was a little grease in the exhaust vents, mildew under the sink, and one measly little cockroach in the chowder.
You are grossing me out here. Could we talk about something else, please? Hey, Scarpacci, how'd your date go last night?
Not as well as I thought. We had dinner at the lobster bucket.
Hey, Chapel, want another refill?
Oh, Roy, can't you see I'm busy here? Besides, you've had 6 cups already. If you want more coffee, here, suck it up.
God, I'm bored.
You know what I do when I'm bored, Roy? I like to ponder some of life's big questions. For instance, if you're driving a car down Sesame Street, would you in fact end up in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood?
You might. God, I'm bored.
Here's a little something to spice up my day.
Good morning, Alex. How was your run?
Fine. Brian and I just did a quick 5 miles.
I hear that's all you two been doing these days. All I know is a real man wouldn't wait.
Hey, Brian is more man than you'll ever be.
Brian, are you okay?
Oh, what's that, Lassie? Timmy fell in a mine shaft. It's okay, girl. I'll go get the ranger.
Brian, what happened?
I was running. My socks fell down. Trying to pull them up. Fell on my tailbone.
Precisely why I run in the nude. Tell you, it's nothing quite like feeling the wind blowing through. Well, pretty much everything you got.
Brian, you might try to ice that injury to ease the pain. That's what the doctor told my first husband, George, to do when he broke his ass. Well, that's what the doctor called it.
The medical men got a language all their own.
I'll go get some ice.
Morning, everybody. Hey. Come on, Brian, get up. You're sweating all over the waiting area.
Hey, Joe, you had a terrible accident.
What happened?
His socks fell down.
I'm all right. I bruised my tailbone.
Oh, no. Are you going to be able to fly?
I can fly. I can't fly.
No, why did this have to happen now? We got 5 extra charters this week, and I'm almost maxed out on hours. Oh, what am I going to do?
Hey, Lambert, you're a pilot. You can help him out.
Yeah, Joe, I could take Brian's flights.
Well, thanks anyway, but I'm really funny about other people flying my plane.
Okay, fine, you know, I'm just trying to help.
Hey, Mackin, you could always take her up for a test flight.
Hey, Alex, you know what? Maybe you could help me out. Why don't we go up and I'll check you out on the aircraft?
Now? I mean, I really think I should drive Brian to the doctor.
Yeah, I could drive.
I can't drive.
No, you two go on. I'll get him to the doctor. Go on.
Great, thanks, Roy. I'll see you on the plane.
Okay, I'll be there as soon as I change. Okay,
I'll see you.
Now, Brian, you just cheer up. If you're anything at all like George, you'll be up and about in no time. And then a week and a half later, you'll be broadsided by a bus. Not all my stories have happy endings.
Hack it. How could you be so stupid?
What are you talking about, Roy?
I think you're crazy to let them fly together. Do the words Mile High Club mean anything to you?
They're only going up for a test flight. Joe and Alex. Nah.
Hey, Scarpacci, Joe wants you to take Brian to the doctor. He'll pay you later.
What? Ryan, what happened? Oh. And please don't tell me you ate at the lobster bucket.
What's so funny, Roy? This isn't gonna be such a boring day after all.
Oh, this is embarrassing. You think there'd be more medical science could do for a bruised tailbone than make you sit on a donut?
You're lucky. When my grandfather had the same injury, they did not have such things. He had to sit on the lap of his fat Uncle Carmine.
Yeah, well, thanks for the ride and for sharing that really disturbing image.
Joe, I need to ask you.
Joe's not here. He's up in the plane with Alex.
Still? Okay. Boy, you're a lot more trusting than I am, Hackett. If it was me, I would be on that radio right now trying to find out what the hell's going on up there.
Roy, there's nothing going on.
You're right. You're right. Why would she be interested in Joe when she's got a real man right here? By the way, how's your tushy feeling?
That's it, Faye. I've done the best I can. This place is as clean as it's gonna get.
Oh, Helen, I think it looks beautiful, and you're gonna pass that inspection with flying colors.
Thanks, Faye. I really needed to hear that.
But, of course, you might just want to get that little thing there.
Right, okay. Thanks.
And there's a little gob of something over by the stove.
All right, I see it.
You remember last Halloween when Lowell dropped that pumpkin pie and it splattered all over everything?
Right.
Well, that's what it was.
Oh. 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 Ooh.
Oh, hey, give this back to Joe for me, will you?
Yeah. Give it to him as soon as he gets back from his flight.
Oh, they're back.
They're back?
Yeah. He and Alex came in from the field, went straight in the office, and shut the door. At least I think they're still in there. You can't really tell with the shades pulled. You okay, Hackett?
Of course I'm okay. What? Why would you think I wouldn't be? All right, when you land, you just log in your arrival time right there.
Okay.
And you sign it down at the bottom right there, and that's it.
Sounds simple enough.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Everything's okay. I see they gave you a donut.
Oh, yeah, I didn't need it, but the doctor insisted, you know. Doctors, right? Donut! Well, thanks for filling in for me. I know there's plenty of other things you'd rather be doing.
No problem. In fact, it was kind of fun.
Okay.
Which, by the way, I have another flight, so I'll see you later, and I'll see you on the plane.
Yep. Why do you have to go up with her again?
She's going to Boston. I got an appointment there, and I'm just hitching a ride. I mean, you're not jealous, are you?
Well, me? Come on. Jealous. Yeah, I know Alex well enough to know that I don't have to worry about her.
Well, you better not be, because you know how much she hates jealous guys.
She does?
Yeah, that's why she broke up with Dan.
Who?
Dan, the guy she was engaged to.
She was engaged?
Don't you two talk?
Yeah, we talk. We took ourselves blue, which happens to be her favorite color.
It's green.
It is?
Front office, yeah. Give me Red Auerbach. That's right. Yeah, that's me again, yeah. Well, yeah, it's still the same message. No, please, tell him that I still want Aeromass to be the official airline of the Boston Celtics. Now, you think you can handle that, Toots? Nice mouth, Philbo. Talk like that usually costs me $2 a minute.
Do you know where I can find the person who operates this counter?
Who wants to know?
My name is Pam Chase. I'm with the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
She's in the can.
I'll just wait here.
Oh, Helen, that woman over there is...
Oh, my God!
Relax,
that's
it's
Pam
just...
Chase!
You know her?
No, I hate her. When we were kids, I was a little overweight, and she never missed an opportunity to torment me. What is she doing here?
You don't know?
You know what? I don't care. Call me when she leaves.
Helen. Now, you know me. You know how I hate to butt in. But if she really tormented you, you have no choice but to take action.
What do you mean?
Well, I say that you march right over there and you tell her off, but good. You make her feel the pain you felt all those years. Helen, if you don't do it for yourself, at least do it for all the fat little tormented children everywhere. You're an adult. What can she do to you now?
You're right, Roy.
Good girl.
Hello, Pam. Remember me?
Helen?
Helen Chapel? Listen, there's something that's been bothering me all these years. When we were kids, you weren't always really nice to me. You said things about my weight. You said names like Tubbo, Lard Lady, and Mount St. Helens. Well, I have a few names for you. You're rude, you're vindictive, you're shallow, you're conceited, you're phony, you're fake, you're bitchy, and above all, you're the biggest tramp this island's ever seen. You know, everybody knew about you and Skip Riley doing it in the backseat of his dad's Plymouth. You know how they knew? I told them. And I'm the one that started calling you Wham Bam Pam. Wham Bam, on behalf of all the little tortured fat children all over the world, get out of here. Move it. Get away from my lunch counter.
This is your lunch counter?
That's right, baby. So go on. Move it. There's nothing you can do to me now.
I'm the state health inspector.
Oh, Pam, it's been so long. Oh, I just love what you've done with your hair.
Oh, this is great. I say it and they do it. Oh, I'm having a ball.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, how's it going with your butt?
Fine, Lily. Thanks for asking. Listen, I don't want to sound paranoid or anything, but do you think there's something going on between Joe and Alex?
Fran Hackett, I'm ashamed of you. How could you accuse your brother of something like that?
No, you're right. Thanks, babe, because I really needed to hear that, you know.
And on the other hand, who could blame him? You are the one who stole his fiancée. Maybe he did wait all these years just to get even. Everyone knows revenge is a dish best served cold.
In Italy, we have the same expression, except instead of revenge, we use the word calamari.
That's crazy. Joe Hackett doesn't have a mean bone in his body.
Yeah, of course not.
He's probably just experiencing that raw, wanton sexual passion that occurs between people who work together day in and day out. I mean, God, take a look at Alex. She's got the kind of body that drive lonely mechanics wild. I mean, if you weren't my boss, I'd be on... Enough said.
Brian, don't worry. I know a man and a woman who worked together for 15 years, side by side in a grocery store, never so much as looked at each other.
There you go.
Of course, no one could look at them. They were the two ugliest people in the world. Not like Alex and Joe. Can you imagine how beautiful their children would be?
Thanks for your help. Hey.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Paul, listen, Brian. Can I borrow Alex tonight?
Why?
Well, this funny thing happened on the plane. We met this really nice old couple. They had tickets to the Pops tonight. They can't go, so they gave them to us.
They thought we were married. Isn't that funny? So you'd be okay spending the evening alone?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'll rent a film and I'll pull up a comfortable chair and stand behind it.
Great. Okay, see you tomorrow.
All right.
See you later.
Wow. If there was ever a time I wish I was wrong, Hackett, this is it. Kills me to see anybody treated that way, especially by his own brother. Oh, look, Hackett, we've never been close, but if you need me, I'm here for you.
Thanks, Roy.
Be brave, Hackett.
I had a very nice time, Joe. Thank you.
Oh, thanks. Me too. We got to do that again. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
Aha!
Brian?
You know what time it is? It's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m.
Have you been drinking?
Matter of fact, I have. Yeah. Found Joey's private stash in his office and I'm feeling no pain. I even threw away my donut. Brian, those beers are non-alcoholic. In that case, I'm feeling lots of pain. That concert ended at exactly 10:21. It is now 2:07. Where the hell have you been?
If you must know, we went to Martha's Vineyard for some coffee.
Ah, of course! That's where everyone goes for coffee at 2 a.m. Martha's Vineyard, the decaf island. Alex, you would have found this out eventually, but our father also went insane. So, finally getting me back for stealing your fiance, huh?
Are you kidding me?
Hey, don't be coy with me. Everybody knows that revenge and calamari are best served cold. But you don't think I know what goes on between two people? Work together day in and day out. It's not as though you're the two ugliest people in the village.
Joe, was your dad ever this bad?
Nowhere near. Look, Brian, I think you better stop.
No, I'll deal with you in a minute.
I knew I never should have trusted you. So, sweetheart, you got anything to say for yourself?
Go to hell.
Go to hell. And as for you, I've only got one question. At exactly what point did I become a complete and total jackass? I think it was right after you said, aha!
How could you think I would do something
hey,
like that
what are you
to
talking
you?
About? Roy kept pointing out how close you
oh,
two guys were getting.
To Roy.
How? Come and sit.
Get it. I'm not leaving. I'm not letting you off that easy. Now, for your information, the only reason I was spending so much time with Joe was to help you out. And besides, it wasn't even my idea. Roy suggested it.
Yeah, Roy told me to take her on a test flight, so I took her on a test flight.
Ooh, yeah, I'm going.
Oh! Helen, what are you doing here?
I'm cleaning my kitchen. I got 16 health violations, and if I don't fix them by morning, they're going to shut me down.
How did that happen?
Never would have happened if I hadn't have told off the health inspector. But nope, I had to listen to my good friend Roy.
Hey, Hackett.
Your airline just got a lot smaller because mine just got a lot bigger.
What are you talking about, Roy?
Well, I finally got a call from Mr. Red Auerbach of the Boston Celtics. They want Aeromass to be the official airline for the team.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Wow.
Roy, you've been trying to do that for years.
Well, they finally wised up and accepted my offer.
Well, aren't you going to have to buy a bigger plane?
Ooh, I'm glad you asked, because I just put a very sizable deposit down on a brand new 727.
Wait a minute, where were you able to scare up that much cash?
Well, that's the beauty part, see? I also got a call this morning from Nantucket Realty.
So?
So I've always had a dream of tapping into some of that easy Hollywood money. Well, guess who just made a very generous offer on that piece of bottom land that I call oceanfront property?
Who?
Mr. Jack Nicholson! What a sucker! Oh, so long, losers.
Whoa. Man. Nice work, Mr. Nicholson.
Same to you, Mr. Auerbach.
Yoo-hoo, Nick at Night has a treat for you. If you stay tuned for Cheers, we'll give you a free beer.
They've tried that on me a bunch of times. Works like a charm.
Stay tuned. Free beer offer not valid in Delaware or anywhere else.